96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Unleashed. No, I am not Levin Miller. I am Kahun Anku Sarah. As always, I like to greet you by saying Namastu, which means that the divinity within me bows to the divinity within you. And my brother Levin called me to sit in for him today, and so we have some fun. Of course, it's the silly season, so you know, I know what y'all want to talk about, man. We can have the lines open in a short while. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Of course, the text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And we want to know what's on your mind, obviously, but to get things started, to get the ball rolling, there's a lot of agents of change, a lot of agents of change around, and I know we have a guest that's supposed to be coming on, right, Kermit? Yeah, so we're going to get to our guest in a second, but I want to open up with a quote from Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Marcus Mosiah Garvey, a true agent of change, and this is what he had to say about the real and living Messiah, Yahshua Christ, whom many call Jesus Christ. He said, the world felt the truth about Jesus too late to have accepted his doctrine in his lifetime, because Jesus wasn't popular during his time. But what was done to Jesus in his lifetime is just what is done to all reformers and reform movements. Let me say that again. What was done to Jesus in his lifetime is just what is done to all reformers and all reform movements. He, Jesus, Yahshua Christ, came to change the spiritual attitude of man toward his brother. That was regarded in his day as an irregularity. You hear that? To change the spiritual attitude of man toward his brother in his time, like it is today, was seen as an irregularity. Even as it is regarded today. The one who attempts to bring about changes in the order of human society becomes a dangerous imposter upon society and to those who control the systems of the day. There's a lot of clamoring around these elections. There's a lot of clamoring around the silly season that we affectionately know it as. It's a time for change. It's a time for stability. And no matter where you fall, no matter what side of the divide you fall on, we know that we are in the midst of a time where people have to make some serious decisions. Now, there's also a lot of clamor about those who may not get to make that decision. Disenfranchised because they are quarantined or otherwise, maybe on remand in prison or, you know, don't have a way to get to the polling station. Maybe you are waiting for the prime minister to manifest his campaign promise of a fixed election date. And in waiting for that, they pull the fast one on you. I don't know. We're going to see. Kermit, I don't want to hold our guest. Our guest is not there. Okay, no problem. Today we're going to open the lines, particularly to those of you who want to talk about this reality of change. Why is it so hard for people to accept change? And I say that because I was looking at the newspaper recently, and I saw, I don't know how many new parties or how many, they call them third parties, but I sure we're up to like 20th party right now, right? And I applaud the spirit of those who don't toe the line of our two major political parties. I truly applaud that spirit. But I don't trust our electorate. Our electorate is not interested in change. As much as we complain about the government, as much as we complain about the opposition, the electorate is the third prong to the problem in this country. For those who don't know who the electorate is, that's us. Because we ain't interested in the change. And let's be clear, change don't just mean different. Change don't just mean different. We don't just need a different person or a different party. We need visionaries. We need people who are not afraid to be conduits of the people, because there are many great ideas walking through our neighborhoods. There are many great ideas in our schools, from the primary school up, from the preschool up, I'd say. But as the minute we get elected to office, we become the smartest person in the universe. Or, in many instances, if you want to listen to your constituents, we saw what happened to Travis Robinson. He said, man, the people say they want no vote. So they pull out the belt and they tear up his backside. Or as they would say, he had to get the whip put on him. Interesting that in 2021, we're still talking about whips in our House of Assembly, right? So what would make anybody even interested in being a part of this political dance? What would make anybody interested in spending money on posters and spending money on radio ads and going on talk shows and trying to sway a people who just seem to not want to be swayed? 2017, we watched the PLP get a big, big kick in the back and in the backside. And if you drove around today and if you went on social media today and if you talked to people today, it's almost like that didn't happen. It's almost like, hey, we miss you. You know, we treat the F&M and the PLP like how we do football. After we ain't seen them for a little while, you say, my, listen, we happy to see you, man. It's 5 years come. Hey, come. Take care, man. We ain't told a good cutter from you in a couple years. See, we definitely got to have you back. And so I see some callers starting to chime in now. I got a couple texts coming in. But let's just run straight to the phone line, Wally. And let's see what our callers have on their mind today. Caller, you are unleashed.
Good morning, Uncle. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Uncle, how many seats in the House Assembly? 40?
I think 39.
39.
Yeah.
Nah, I got the solution for the House, you know.
Because I remember Minnesota say 35-4. Yep.
Yeah.
What the solution is, brother?
The solution is, first you get that bucket, right? You put some monkey down in here. You put plenty of pepper, fresh hot pepper, right?
Yeah.
And then one of them seats was actually supposed to be a whip. Take that whip, minus one of them MP, and put it, and have it soak in there. Let the independent speaker be the one using the whip, actual whip. And you'll see a difference in this country, you know, because them mining, why get it?
No, he whipped them in line.
No pepper, and no monkey down in here.
Yeah, but, Kuala, you know, my question is, you think, as a people, do you think we even know what we want?
Well, I guess not. Because, I mean, when it comes to the election, even like right now, this period is like, we're supposed to be anticipating which one of a better song you know, because it seems like the song competition thing is going to be the biggest thing come out of the election. But it's like we're supposed to be more focused on what actually, you know, the direction we want to see this country moving and what these persons are not saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they come with what their party's agenda is, but then does it align with what the country want or what the people actually want?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, people will gravitate to a party because they'll, I guess, they get promised or maybe get some cash or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's like it's a deafening silence to not hearing from candidates exactly what the agenda is and actuality for it to be in alignment to what the people want.
Yeah.
And that's what it's missing.
Hey, I appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Are you trying to say it fast? Like, I'll even say it when you're robbing him. Caller, you're on Unleashed. How you doing, man?
Hey,
I can hear you now.
You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, man. I know you ain't leaving, but
no, I ain't leaving.
Normally, Leon would have sat for one of them treasure old songs.
you missed that this morning, eh?
Yeah, you know, but the appropriate one that I think he would have sang was "Oh, I'll Fly Away."
He wasn't waiting till the 16th. He could fly away from now. Hey, Koala, I think that's what he done do. That's why I here.
But all for the grace of God.
Yes.
You know, victory is nigh.
Yes.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And God doesn't allow his people to suffer for so long. You know, when the children of Israel left Egypt, they took all these golden images with them.
Mm.
But he had to remind them that he is God and God alone.
Mm.
You know, Baal can't help you.
No.
Bill ain't helping you now, and Bill can help you in the future. You know, especially in Mumbai yesterday, the horrible things that happened to those old people.
Listen.
You know, you cannot do that in the future to them.
No,
because we would be older then.
Yeah,
you know, I forgive this government because well, it is their first time and stuff like that.
Right.
But still, there are experienced people in that system that should have treated those old people differently.
Yeah.
They've been voting all their lives.
Right.
Okay, they are always the first ones on the line.
Right.
And yesterday the polling was for them.
Right.
So therefore, early in the morning, they should have been prepared for them. Okay,
right.
Some old people didn't vote until 9 o'clock and been there from 6 o'clock.
Wow.
You know, it is horrible.
Yeah.
But for what it is.
You know, I agree.
To God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, we're going to run to a break. I see some texts filling up the phone. I see some calls. And just hang in there, and we're going to be right back after the break here on Unleashed 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. Calhoun Uncle Sarah sitting in for Levin Miller. Back after this.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country, and I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children, and actually there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This has been a paid political announcement by the F&M candidate for Elizabeth.
Hey, Nassau. Rolling Red is back. Rolling Red Drive-In Rally is this Saturday, September 11th at the QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Remember, bring your flags, bring your rags, stay in your car and on top of your car or truck. Live entertainment featuring Tyson Knight, Bahamian Trey, and DJ Tang. All safety protocols will be observed. So let's roll red. If you can't make it, then watch us live on any F&M social media site, our new News, Eyewitness TV, and Guardian Radio, or the rebroadcast over the ZNS TV and Radio Network, 8 to 10 p.m.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covered.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844.
McElpine, and I approve this message.
This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Kahun Anku Sarah, sitting in for Levin Miller here on Unleashed. And hey, we are definitely unleashed. We got a lot of texts piling up, but I know we got a caller on the line. So let's run straight to the phone lines and hear from our caller. Caller, you're on Unleashed. Elder Bremen, Elder Bremen, you know, God make light in the darkness. You know, he's in the dark, so you know.
Yeah, but the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hearts are darkened, so that made the universe dark.
They don't understand light in the darkness.
Say it again?
They don't understand the light in the darkness. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you see, if they had understood it, so the world wouldn't be in the situation.
I agree. I agree. What's on your mind, man?
Let me ask you something. I want to get a full understanding of this. I always say the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Akkadian people, those people in which are having the problem or what's in conflict with America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys what fell off the plane and stuff when they were trying to get the American out of the country.
Wow, Afghanistan, uh-huh.
Say it again?
You mean when they're trying to get out of Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, right. Let me ask you something. Mm. The origins of those people are from where?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm.
When you go back in history, who were they?
The Afghani people?
Right.
Well, it all depends on what part of history you go back into. Because you had a lot of migrants moving in and out of those lands. A lot of...
Well, we didn't want to deal with the migrants.
Right.
we want to deal with the people what really run, what want to run the place and running the place, so to speak.
Right. Well, at this point in time, those world powers are running those areas. That's why they could come and go as they feel.
So the original people, the original people of that country, where that's my main point.
Yeah.
Who was they? They originated from where?
Well, in those parts, Brim, you're dealing with those Africans who migrated out of the sub-Saharan area called the Bantu migration. The sub-Saharan region.
Okay.
The Bantu. The Bantu people.
Bantu.
Yes.
Okay.
And they migrated all through those lands. They're still there today, but you don't see them popularized on media today.
So right now in Africa, right, the Bantu people, what they are known as?
They have different. There are many different names because there's a cluster. So all of those West African, all the way to East Africa, all the way into Central and South Africa, all of those people have a relationship with the Bantu people.
Oh,
you see,
I wish they could resolve that conflict.
Well, you know, part of the conflict, like you said, you started out saying it, we have a conflict within ourselves.
Right.
Right? It plays out in the elections. It plays out throughout our government institutions. It plays out amongst our private citizenry. It plays out in everyday life. It plays out in crime. It plays out continuously until we determine that we want to be who we are. Remember, Abraham was told that his people would be strangers in a land. We are those strangers. So until we realize who we are, we'll continue to be the strangers. Right. And so, you know, I appreciate you calling. I don't have much time to delve into these topics today. But, you know, you could always find us on Zoom every Tuesday at 7:30. So if you need some help with that, let me know. I could definitely make sure you get online. Appreciate you, Bremen. Got another call there?
Yeah, morning, Uncle.
Hey, morning, man. Thanks for calling.
You know, you ask, you know, what the answers is, you know.
Yeah.
You hit the nail right on the head. You see how you open up brain and eyes, literally, to all that information you give?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem right there, you know. We as people, we don't know who we is, we are.
That's true.
And see, I listen a little bit to this stuff campaign time, you know. I hear people asking the questions it is. Certain political candidates, you know, like reforms for these political parties, which are just private organizations vying to be running the country. That's what people don't understand, you know. Look at the Constitution, the PLP, F&M. Pretty much everyone has to go along with what one person say. And if you go against it, that's a problem. What is that? That is dictatorship.
Yeah.
You understand me? Right now, everyone trying to see what they could get. What sense it make? Like you say, less than 5 years ago, the same people you run from power overwhelmingly,
the
same people you coming back around to, and a lot of these are the same people from then. You think they change?
No. They know the thing is, they know they don't have to change. All they got to do is wait.
See? And that's why I say to all these people listening right now, yes, go vote, but you know, go home and go pick up a book.
Nice.
Learn your history as to who you are.
Yeah.
You are African, a descendant of African before you was a Bahamian. You know, you living inside the diaspora.
That's right.
What does diaspora refer to? A dispersal of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't even understand what that is.
Right.
Just like certain people, all us people of colors attach ourselves to a color block. That's pigmatology.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the map of the world. Show me one place on the map of the world that referred to as black.
Only the Black Sea. And white people come from there.
Okay. See, and what I'm trying to say is the bigger message, we have to get an identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, learning our history can be some things that can be hurtful, you know.
Yeah.
But we got to get over that because we can keep doing this 5 year. I call it the drunken sailor stagger from left to right.
I like that, yes.
And that's all I got to say.
I appreciate that, my brother.
Yeah, you keep up the good work.
Yeah, man, definitely. 323-6232, 325-4316, 324-2359. Let's just catch up with some of these texts before we run back to the phone line. All right, Anku, I agree with you about wanting real change. The MP is standing up for the people. That's why I've decided to vote for Mr. Vaughn Miller in my constituency. Not because he's PLP, because I voted for him last time when he was FNM. But I'm voting for him because he stood up for the people. It goes on to say, I voted for him last time when he was FNM, but I'm voting for him because he stood up for the people, knowing quite well what the consequences would be. But he decided to stand up for us. So any MP that stand up and fight for me, I will do the same for him. You can't be mad at that. Vaughn Miller's a good man. I don't care what party he with, he's a good man. And so, hey, exercise your constitutional right. This next text says, we must always start with the man. Okay, this is the same person. We must always start with the man in the mirror. Definitely true. There's a lot of stuff happening as usual. So we want change, or do we want to complain no matter what? Yes, we need improvement in many areas. We have to be personally and individually responsible. Very true, caller, or a texter, rather. Uncle, let's see here. Sorry, I pulled up that same text. Let's get to the next text. It says, is this really true? You're asking about Mrs. Nahaja. Promise keeping time, politicians hard to find, but come election time, seeing the politicians never stop. I don't quite understand the question. Hit me back. Great show as usual. Question: who take Papa name off the register? How people can do Papa like that? That's Papa. Hey, with you, man. Papa say he don't feel nothing about it. I love that response. But he did get the vote, as I understand it. He did get the vote. All right. Good morning, sir. Maybe not a silly season. Maybe an exciting to some and maybe sad to a certain extent due to the pandemic. Question, why so many people after they vote were congregating, blocking up the space yesterday? That's a good question. They should do the honorable thing and leave after they vote. People forgot that we are in a pandemic. When I saw some of the pictures and the videos on social media yesterday, I was like, you mean tell me like y'all didn't really plan for this? I mean, something as simple as just making sure you have barricades and proper spacing. That's all that was needed. Barricades and proper spacing. You know, the way it was handled, I mean, I know y'all didn't get row, you know, straight through from yesterday. So I ain't going to pile on, right? But the point of the matter is, please, by the 16th, have a proper plan. Please, man. Good morning, Mr. Host. It's Calhoun Anku. Do you think the Bahamas is deserving of a positive change for growth and sustainable wealth for our citizens in the future? From Grand Bahama, we are listening now. Of course, man. We all deserve a positive change. We are a part of that change, though, you know, to just vote. And I'm not saying this is what you or anyone else is doing, but I know it is what some people are doing. To just vote and sit back and wait for the change? No. We got to push the change, right? If not, it's going to be the same song and dance for more. Take a couple more texts, and then we're going to run back to the phone lines. Let's see here. Good morning, Brother Uncle. Generally, I believe people know what they want. Because I did ask that question. Do we really know what we want? So you believe people do know what they want. While it may not be comparable and in alignment with our want and needs, their choice might just be their comfort. I hear you. Sometimes our needs and wants could be just as equally. Okay, fair enough. As an electorate, you know, we have not voted in a government, and I don't know how long. You know, we've been voting out governments, but we definitely ain't been voting in governments. We know what we don't want, but I don't think we know what we want. Morning, Uncle Taxa. Thanks for your concern about 52, however. At that time, I was speaking to Aaron Green on the stove was a part of pear and fever grass tea. Yummy. I am a horticulturalist. Only God knows everything. I just eat green bush to increase. You didn't know. Well, I know now. Appreciate that, man. Let's run back to the phone lines. Sorry about that, caller. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Of course, the text line is open, 422-4796. The texts are rolling in. Uncle, the person voting for Vaughn Miller can't be living in Golden Isles, consider a start. Vaughn Miller hasn't done one thing in the constituency in all the time he's been in Parliament. Not even a drain cleared in Coral Harbor where it floods. Vaughn Miller, ah, Lord, they say a lousy Vaughn. See, Vaughn Miller's a lousy representative, and if he can't decide what party he really supports, then he is only looking out for himself. Go and be gone, Miller. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing about democracy, right? One person love you, and the next person don't want nothing to do with you. Good morning, sir. Bahamians have no excuse after this election. If they go back to those two old tired parties, they will get just what they deserve. It is time for something new. Anything is better. Well, I agree. I think it should have been from now. I think that caller may be back on the line. Let's run back to the line here on Unleashed. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just want to get in on the conversation brief. When I look at Aspire yesterday, and then I heard callers calling in and compared with the advanced poll the last circle, I trying to figure out, do we want to improve on our democracy, or we just want to be critical about the different parties?
Right.
The Bahamas need to decide what they want going forward.
Right.
Because my thing is that we need proper representation.
Yeah.
We need visionary leaders.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And we lack in all of those things in the political and other arenas. So my thing is, I'm hoping that we have a coalition government, which means neither the FNM nor the PLP would get a majority.
No landslide.
And that we have sufficient presence from the other parties that will make the difference and bring about some kind of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forward, eventually we'd be able to get a new party and a whole new party to replace one of those parties and put one of those parties in opposition for time immemorial, because we continue to vote FNM PLP, back and forth, and neither one of those parties has fulfilled their mandate. Neither of them have done anything significant for this country in the last 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we doing?
Right.
We are doing the same thing over and over and over again.
You
can't expect a different result.
That's right.
It's just a matter of changing from yellow to red. That just doesn't make sense.
No.
You know, we're in a critical time of our democracy where our country is in dire straits in terms of finance.
Right.
And so we need people to come to the table with bright minds and who understand the time in which we live and what it can take to get this country out of this situation.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding our crisis in terms of the global crisis with the hospital itself, those nurses and doctors, we can't compensate them for what they have done over the last year and a half.
I agree.
Right? And then to see the hospital in the state with us, and we now going to find us up more outside tents. That just shows that there's no leadership, there's no vision.
Mm.
Outside tents? I suggested that we use the old education building. We could have refurbished that for maybe $2.5-3 million, outfit that, make that a COVID setup, move all of the patients out of PMH, take them away from PMH, because all that's happening is the ordinary person who go to PMH is now contracting the virus because they have to go in that environment. Move the patients who deemed to be COVID positive and have them in a setup, set up a system there with nurse, properly qualified, paid, compensated, with the right equipment to deal and the right equipment and medication to deal with those patients in that area. That's the only way we can get results, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, we can be spinning tires over and over and just having the same thing. Your hospital overcrowded, 193, 194. You don't have the capacity there to absorb.
Yes.
And so when This is what I talk about. It's about leadership, and it's about a vision. That all of that in our country today. It's so unfortunate, but thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate those thoughts, and I think a lot of people resonating on the same wavelength as you. It's about 40 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour here on Unleashed 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. You're here with Calhoun Uncle Sarah, sitting in for Levin Miller. Back after this.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country, and I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family, who have been with me from the beginning and who are still, in particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children. And actually, there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This has been a paid political announcement by the FNM candidate for Elizabeth.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Tips for keeping children healthy. Ensure that children are up to date with their vaccinations, including the flu vaccine. Make sure that your children practice preventative actions such as proper hand washing. Teach them to cover their nose and mouth with tissue or the inner elbow when coughing or sneezing. Encourage them to keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth. Explain that they should keep their distance from persons who are coughing and sneezing. Keep your children home when they are sick.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
And I approve this message.
This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, small quality.
And welcome back, 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. Yours truly, Calhoun Uncle Sarah, sitting in for Levin Miller here on Unleashed. Hey, new rules, because I hear all these fancy songs, right? Like, I think Macklepine song is the best one so far. I think if you have a hit song like that going into the election. As an independent candidate, you know, I think it's a shame if you don't make it into the House of Assembly. I think that should count for something. Furthermore, if you do make it into the House of Assembly, I think every time you go into the House of Assembly, you should dance into that song. All of these candidates who have these songs, I want you to keep that energy for 4 or 5 years. You know, and when you dance into your song, every time you roll up to the House. That's just me. That's just me. Right? Great show. You're right. There is more power in the people than the people in power. Our leadership reflects mindset and culture of its people. So do you think bottom line is people get government they deserve until we, like you say, change our mindset and paradigm set as a nation with God, with God's help? I do think people ultimately get the government that they deserve. We, again, have to be organized. See, this organization is always going to lose to organization. We could complain about these political parties as much as we want, but they are. So the independent parties represent a portion of the electorate, at least trying to organize themselves. But in my humble opinion, I think we don't only need to be organized around election time. These third parties, or as I call them, the 20th and 30th party, right, need to remain organized after the election, you know, because that's how you're going to galvanize the trust of the people. When you show up 3 weeks before an election and people don't know who you are, or if they knew who you were but they didn't see you from the last election, it's hard to even begin to talk about understanding what you even have the capability to do, even if they like you. You know what I'm saying? Let's run to the phone lines, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you're on Unleashed.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm with you with keeping the fervor right on within into the 4 and 5 years.
Yes.
So I want to endorse that statement.
Thank you. Thank you with me, right? Yeah, man. You can't just be excited when you want my vote and then when you get in, what? That's what they can do with that song. That song is a hit.
The song will disappear sometimes, just like the telephone numbers and the contract. I don't think Mr. McElpine would be one of that type.
No, I don't think so. He seemed legit.
Yes, sir. I heard your previous caller, and it reminded me of a day vision I had on the weekend.
Yes.
I say a day vision because my eyes were wide awake and opened.
Yes.
I remember the Olympics.
Mm.
It was repeated. Basically, I think it was either on BBC or something, about the high jump, where there was a tie at a certain height.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman decided, rather than fighting to see who, or killing themselves to see who can make it, since they both failed 3 attempts at one height, he may make a decision and call it a draw and a tie, and share it, and each of us get a goal.
Yeah.
So in keeping with that last caller, you know, with a coalition government, not the coalition that is necessarily there, but a meeting of the minds, the red, the yellow, and every other color.
Yeah.
And so that is one of the surest ways of moving our country forward.
Yes, I agree with that.
It may be wishful thinking, but I think that's...
It's... Carla, I think you're very true with that, because if you have that type of a government, then every issue that's brought up in the House of Assembly is truly debated. You understand? Because anybody could vote the way they truly feel and could change the landscape of any particular decision at any time. So I agree with that.
And that would be true, real independence and also authenticity.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
You're welcome.
You know, one of the things that I look forward to, and y'all might get mad at me for saying this, right? But I look forward to these people who are so excited about being a part of the FNM or the PLP, like becoming an independent. Or like, see, it's hard to get in the House without being a PLP or FNM. But if enough of them get in there as a PLP or FNM and they come together and like start their own party, that's like the only way you can have a third, strong third party at this point, I feel. Because our people just, for whatever reason, don't want to give these parties a chance. So it got to be some strategy to how these third parties form. Y'all got to get in. I know he's saying it on there. I giving away y'all secret. Y'all got to get in to the FNM and the PLP and then switch. That's what Rollins them do. I mean, they go on to the other big boy party. But the point, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Let's go to another caller. Caller, you on Unleashed.
Hi, Uncle Sarah.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I was so impressed with your opening statements, and I just wanted to add a little something to that.
Please.
In Matthew 24 and 37, it says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stones them which are sent unto thee.
Yes.
How often would I have gathered the children together,
my Lord.
Even as I gathered a chicken under a wing, and you would not.
Right.
I think you are so right in that, you know, even in this, what we have seen happen in this call for the election so early,
yeah,
it's something that many people in the Bahamas were praying for. We were praying for change.
Right.
We knew that our country was headed in a direction that it would have been, it is very difficult even now to come back from.
Yeah.
But we were on the precipice of something dire, and we asked God for a change. There were many persons that were praying. And now, I think it is incumbent upon all of us that prayed, and even those that are just, you know, a part of the status quo, that are seeing the need for the change, that we take the opportunity not to kill again our prophets, those who have stood up for us, those who have the courage to stand up and say, hey, we're offering you another option.
Right.
I see that there are many young people. I see that there are many young people in the major political that could make a very good, that can make a great contribution.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But my question is this. Even in the last, in the current or last administration as it stands, you know, we see some people such as that are great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are great, and you really care and have a concern for the people, why didn't you make a decision that the way that my government is going is not good for the people?
Mm.
Let me make the change. Let me do something different. Mm. You know, they had the power, many of them that were standing against certain things like the income, the VAT, everything else. They could have made the change. They could have moved over. They could have become something great. And now we would have been in a position to say, hey, we can put our trust in them. But there are other people that are here now that are saying, we are ready to take you forward.
Yeah.
I think we need to give them some consideration.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that call. You know, we did see Michael Pine was holding the FNM feet to the fire from, I'm surprised his shoes didn't burn off because he's in the FNM. And he was holding the FNM feet to the fire from day zero. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we watched MPs like Shenandoah Cartwright, who, I've heard very good reports coming out of his constituency. You know, when I saw him riding through on his bicycle, you know, that kind of way, like, I know that's a part of the game, too. You gotta get down with the people. But I know Shenandoah. You know, Shenandoah is a real brother, and I ain't campaigning for him. I'm just saying the people that I knew, you understand, they seem to do their best, but my big thing is this. This is a system. The system will always create the system. Unless you are willing to be a sacrifice, and that's why I have so much respect for Michael Pine, because he doesn't know what's going to happen. He praying that, you know, he's putting the work, and he's praying that the people will come through for him, right? But he put himself on the line. I respect that. You understand what I'm saying? There are others who have other strategies. So I'm not knocking anybody. Other people saying the only way to make a change is you got to be in the ring. So they're going to stay in the FNM or the PLP. But the point of the matter is we as a people ultimately have to be willing to make some sacrifices, whether you're in the electorate or if you have offered yourself for consideration. You see what I'm saying? And for us in the electorate, We have to be organized for the entire 5 years. We cannot just wait until a year out or months out from an election to become the galvanized organizations that we see running around right now. That's not going to cut it. If we want people to actually earn the trust of someone outside of the PLP and the FNM, it's going to take a lot of hard work for election right after September 16th. From September 17th, moving forward to the next election, whoever that third, fourth, fifth, sixth party is, you got to start from there. All right, let's take a couple of texts, and then we're going to run right to the line. Good morning, great show. I agree with that last call. We need a change. I am scared to go and vote. I don't want to get COVID. I am 57. That's a real concern. I pray that they have some better protocols by the 16th, because yesterday was a disaster in my eyes. Let's run to the phone lines. Caller, you are on Unleashed 96.9 FM. What's on your mind? Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I have a point to make with reference to the election, the overall arching umbrella of the election and the COVID system, the COVID situation we have in this country and our healthcare system.
Yeah.
I have friends that work in the health professions and in the allied health field. And what I'm seeing is just a gross neglect by the PLP and the FNM of our healthcare system that we have to have. Nonprofit agencies come in here to help us out to set tents up in the parking lots, you know. Listen, we spent $25 million on sidewalks, but yet we have a decrepit healthcare system that cannot, that would have collapsed had it not been for the nonprofits that came in here.
Right.
You know, that to me is a crying shame. And anyone who, any of these people who jump up about PLP and FNM, you know, You, and these rallies that they're having, you can actually end up in under one of those tents fighting for your life with a ventilator stuck in your throat.
That's real.
You know, it pains me to see how short-sighted we are collectively.
Yeah.
You know, that we don't even bat an eye when it was revealed that we have spent $25 million on sidewalks. At the height of this COVID, out of the COVID outbreak, they were able to find $25 million, but you look at the obituaries and look at the amount of people that are these.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad. And, you know, we have this cult of personality syndrome with these parties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what is driving the agenda. It's not debate. It's not intellectual discourse.
No, it's not.
It's not exchange or battling of ideas.
Right.
You know, we have a situation where, you know, this one has the best song, or this one has the more paraphernalia, and they have
just
the
distraction.
We got to stop thinking like that as the people.
Yeah.
Because now it's caught. It now directly is impacting whether you live or die in this country.
Yeah.
Because had we spent that $25 million on improving the healthcare system, like someone said earlier, refurbishing some of these old buildings and make them a part of the PMH system. No, we're not doing that.
Right.
You know, but we can find $25 million on sidewalks. How is sidewalks going to save you from COVID? You know?
Hey,
and the doctors and the nurses, they were even reluctant to hire them. We have a Minister of Health.
Yep.
And a
Caller,
doctor
we fresh out of time, though. I appreciate, this is a great note to end on, because we really, it's a sobering note to end on, because we are definitely needing to keep our focus on what's really important, and that's keeping people safe and keeping people alive so that we can enjoy whatever government or row whatever government that is going to ultimately win the election, or party that's going to win the election. Thank you all, callers and texters. Sorry I couldn't get to every single text or every single call. We definitely appreciate those of you who were able to get through. My name is Calhoun Ankou Sarah. I thank my brother Levin Miller for letting me take the car around the block for a spin today. And Juan McCartney is coming your way after this. Keep it locked. You're on 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. Namaste.